Blog Talk Radio. Wow, it's Monday, and it's the Monday before Memorial Weekend, and it's gorgeous out there right now, but there are a few clouds. What about you down there in Nashville? Come on, tell me.
Yippee-ki-yay! It's a gorgeous day down here in Nashville, and I'm saddling up, folks. Watch out, because I'm feeling a bit ornery today.
Uh-oh.
Just a bit. Mm-hmm. Before we get to...
come here.
I know. Well, before we get to our show, because you know you're the lady of the hour this week, let me start with the Live with Kelly show that I happened to switch on this morning and watched. Now I guess it's going to be the parade of suck-ups who want to be her new host with Fred Savage. His lips were super glued to her rear end. It was like, I hope during commercial break after it was like watching a train wreck after I turned it off and went to another channel, that they slipped him something, because dude was a little hyper and a little too over the top, man. Wow.
Wow.
And
I didn't
see
it.
With the fake laugh and this, oh, my God. Well, see, now everybody's got to kiss the ring. You know, all them that want that cushy little job, and let's face it, it's a cushy one, May.
A cushy one. I'd like to get that job, personally.
No kidding. But that's how I woke up. How I went to sleep was after witnessing the debacle that was the Billboard Music Awards. Okay.
Oh dear.
Well, first of all, the tribute to Prince, I'm sorry, but no one could have paid better tribute to Prince than himself. They should have done a montage of him performing his songs. It should have been at the end of the show. There should have been no presenter, no commentary. It would have been a standing ovation that would have gone on for 10 minutes, and it would have been a great final bow. But the Madonna thing was, and then they trotted out Stevie Wonder, so I guess they could quiet down the racial, uproar. It was terrible. It was a terrible tribute to him.
Yeah, I heard about the fact that people said it should have been a black person. What? This is the thing that I have to say to people. You know, this is music. Music doesn't have any boundaries. It doesn't matter if the person is white, black, Asian. He influenced. Now, I will defend Madonna in this sense of, she was a friend. She dated him. She hung out with him. She wanted to pay homage to her peer. So that's really where it came from. This was not a racial thing. Please, people, let's not go that far going over.
No.
It's like saying the only people that can do a Beatles song is a white person, you know?
Yep.
And then they would
be, you know.
It's getting to the point that it's ridiculous. It's the peers. It was people who loved Prince and that knew him or that wanted to. Let's start from that premise. I think that it's we're trying to make, imagine there's no heaven, and you know we're talking about John and we're talking about everything else. You're saying, imagine there's no race. Let's not go there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be human. Isn't this what Buddhism, you know, treat one another with the same respect? So let's not talk about race. This is music. This is about one person's wonderful gift, and that he gave to the world.
Billboard totally, they missed the mark. They missed the mark. Yeah, I understand she was his friend and everything, but it really, he should have, you can't be Prince. I mean, but that's not even the worst.
No, you're right about that.
I mean,
no, I think that would have been a better show. Get the montage of Prince doing his stuff. Now, maybe, but here's the thing. There might have been a problem about getting the footage. That might have been also a problem. So
and I didn't think of that, and maybe that was.
Yeah.
Maybe that was.
Yeah.
But,
and so that
might have
been a problem. But still, I understand if that's been a problem, I understand. But still, guys, everybody out there, lay off the race bit in this case. This is about a man and his music. You don't like Madonna? That's fine. Say, I don't like Madonna. I wish it was somebody else. But don't say, it should have been a black person.
No, absolutely not. But aside from all of that, she wasn't good. I'm sorry. Now, you
see,
know,
I didn't see
there
it,
was
so
many. Well, you got to go online and check it out. She wasn't great. It started off with the parade of what I like to call bondage beach cover-ups. It was like, but that's part of it, and they like to, you know, titillate and offend and excite, and I get all that. But, man, there were some moments. I read one of our friends who's a pretty big musician said rock and roll is dead. It died last night on the Billboard Music Awards. And
oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry. I don't know. And
I
then
mean, I could have thought
Gwen
of a
Stefani.
Million other people. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Gwen Stefani did her duet with, you know, her new boy toy there. And I don't know if she was channeling Lady Gaga, but it was like, or if the lighting was bad. But, man, she looked odd. And, you know, you're usually used to seeing Gwen Stefani so glamorous with her red lips and her, I don't know, she just, the whole night was bizarre to me. But I finally gave up after the Madonna thing. I was like, okay, I'm done. And then, you know, to go on the next day and read the obituary all over Facebook and of the show and, you know, the snarky comments. See, I agree. It was totally inappropriate for them to have anybody but Prince, okay? But if they couldn't do that, what they should have done, May, was put a bunch of people up there. Sheila E., all these people, a bunch of people.
Oh, yes, everybody
and
that
done,
worked.
Yeah.
Right, everybody that worked. I mean, that includes Madonna, but they could have had other people. And I just think that the idea of this, you know, I did not watch it, so I really can't say, but I saw glimpses of it on clips from news, and, you know, from what I heard, I was, you know, it was like, okay, is she the only one? That was my thought. And I know they said they brought out.
Well, and the song choices were weird. It was like, okay, I mean, there's so many Prince songs that you just start singing, and it's like, oh my God, I forgot that, you know, but Nothing Compares to You, which was really a Sinead O'Connor hit. Even though he wrote it, and it was like, no. But okay, I'm off of that now. Let's move on to why we're here, because we're coming up on Memorial Day weekend, and for those who have been friends of yours, some normal everyday people, and some, you know, a lot of famous people, a lot of musicians, a lot of actors. Usually on Memorial Day weekend, we're all going to Casa Pang for annual Memorial Day blowout. And this year, it's not going to happen. But
here's the best part. I'm sure everybody who didn't get an invite probably thought, I'm off the list.
I must be off the list.
No, you know, it's not a list this year. I just didn't have one because I am in the middle of a move. I've got about a week left. And I'm going to have and, you know, I had two big trucks come here. First off, the estimators, and I will say there were three companies that came out. And everyone said, oh, yeah, 26-footer. We'll fit all the stuff you want. We'll pack. Don't worry. Blah, blah, blah. And anything, you know, over, it shouldn't be that much. Well, guys, all I can tell you is I spent almost $2,000 worth of boxes and, you know, supplies. And I not only got a 26-footer, but the thing was, it couldn't fit everything, and we ended up with another truck the next day when they were loading, and it was a second team to come in to take out. In actuality, and I will tell you this in all honesty, I could probably have used a third truck. And these are things, and I'm going into a city apartment from a house. I don't know where I'm going here yet. So I have lots of magazines, old Mojo's magazine, Uncut, you know, and all those I'm going to have to trash at one point. I've got clothing that never saw the light. Oh, right, the best one is I started counting how many ladders I had. I did not realize that I have at least 7 ladders in this house. At least. at least. So I'm selling all of this
for
stuff.
What, Rapunzel? No, but, why do you have all those letters?
And you know what it is? Probably, well, I can understand the small one, and I can understand a medium one. Then you need a big one. But then we kept getting where's there? Don't we have this letter? Because people kept, this house is so big, it's deceptively large, that it ladders were disappearing. So you end up having to buy another one. Next thing you know, I had like three of the same one. I have probably triplets of everything in this house. But anyway, it's you can get lost here. You've been here. But, you know, this weekend I'm only doing a garage sale Friday and Saturday. All are welcome. Anybody who's in this area, and I live in Rockland County. Some people have written to me and said, I didn't know you lived in this county. I don't go around telling people where I live for certain reasons. But this time, yeah, come on by. I'm not going to be here. I'm moving back towards the city again. I'm going back to the city. I need to be there.
You're going back
to
your future. Back to your future. That's how, yeah.
Because the fact is, I spent so much time there that the drive was actually killing me. I mean, I was driving back and forth so much that coming home the other night, I was just going into the city and coming back. I did it twice in one day. I was so tired, I was actually falling asleep, and I said, I got to stay awake. I got to get home. I just got to get home. And I could feel myself going, and I said, come on, just a little bit longer. Don't fall asleep here. This is not a place to go falling asleep. Not on the highway. So, and you know, I made it home, obviously, and I just got to, anybody who wants to come to my yard sale, if you're in this area, just, you know, let me know. Go to my Facebook, say where, and, you know what's going to be funny is that I'm in front of my garden. I have, I had planted a Linda McCartney's, you know, Lilies of the Valley. When she passed away at the memorial service, they all gave a Lily of the Valley because that was one of her favorite things, favorite plants, and, you know, and flowers. And I put it in. It's so grown all over the place in the front of my garden. It's unbelievable.
Aww.
So, and some of the people I know that I just took one out and gave it to them so they can replant and regrow and pass Linda's memory on to the next person. So, you know.
Well, certainly, and I've been there, so I can attest to the fact that the parties were every bit the legend they were built up to be. I mean, you would have in your front room there, Mike Sinclair set up this sound thing for you, and Mojo was your, like,
he was my stage
MC.
Manager, and got it together.
It just, you know, all these musicians would just get up and start playing together, even though they had never played together before, and rip off all these hits, like, just go. You know, it was amazing to me, because, not musical, so.
But it was fun. I get a chance to see everybody. I'm going to have to see them in a different setting, and they'll be a little more calmer, and the next one, I go back to city living as opposed to, country living in a way. In the house, I'm now moving into an apartment, back to the way I grew up, and so it's going to be different, but I can actually call and have a delivery made without me having to set foot out the door on a cold night. And that's going to be great.
But the whole idea is you're not winding down, but rather switching gears. And that's the beauty of it. You know, you're going for a new adventure, and it's going to be great. It's just the getting there that's a little crazy right now.
Oh,
but
my God. I mean, I could use the volunteer. I had relatives. I have friends. My friend Emily was at my apartment. And Corinne Trang was over helping me. Yeah, organizing my kitchen. And so that was the first day that all the stuff came. And she goes, let me help. You know, what can I do? And then we went out for some Thai food. That's how simple it was, as opposed to here, like, we got to get into a car. We could just, it was just wonderful to be able to just get up and say, let's go somewhere to eat real quick, somewhere, it's out there.
Oh, you're talking about at your new place.
Yeah, we were at my new place.
Oh, cool.
when all of this happened. And then
Cuz she's a city girl now too, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
We're all hopping down, you know. It's a lot of fun, but you know, volunteers, I could use the volunteers at this point. Some of my relatives came by. One of them kept saying, "You got to get a dumpster. Get a dumpster today. You just got to get a dumpster and dump it all in." I said, "I can't because I have too many things mixed in that's personal as well as business and then junk." And, you know,
you don't realize how much you collect. And that's really, May, I've seen pictures of your apartment with the packed boxes to the ceiling in it. I'm a little worried that you're going to be on 60 Minutes in a couple of years with tunnels in your apartment.
Hoarding. Yeah. This is hoarding because I haven't done anything. You know, what's terrible is that I have to do a speaking gig in England. I don't know where my passport is right now.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding.
Oh, no.
It's somewhere. I have no idea. It's from one of those boxes, I think. I mean, that's where it can only be. It's not in any. I forgot. I packed a little. Someone said, "You better pack some stuff." I said, "Pack some. Why?" You know, not thinking. So, of course, I packed a little bit of everything, you know, just a couple of things. And I'm thinking, "Oh, I don't have this here now. Oh, I don't have that here now." Yeah, you know, it's like.
And then what's going to happen is, just like your ladder saga, you're going to say, "Well, I can't find that. I guess I have to buy a new one." And then you're going to end up finding it and kill yourself. It's going to be, ay, ay, ay.
You don't know. I've already thrown it. We've already donated to the vet. We've donated about 5 bags of clothing there. I have 5 bags of consignment clothing. I've got more to donate. I've got, I've got so many exercise machines that exercise stuff that's never been touched. So I've got that. I've got it's crazy. I mean, it literally is crazy. I have so many clothing things here, and I love to cook, and I think a lot of my fans know that. And I have so much. I have to go through my mother's stuff. You know, when she passed away, I didn't go through everything. And it was funny. One of my my friend Wendy Fornatel, her husband's a wonderful singer, and she's been helping me do this. And Wendy, every time she opened up something that my mother, it was one of my mother's, she opened up and it was another set of dishes in there. I don't know what she opened up, she goes, "Another set of dishes." I said, "Oh no."
Ay, ay, ay.
So
ay.
There's a lot of Chinese dishes, a lot of whatever. You know, it's just been crazy. So I'm serious. Anybody who's up coming up in this direction on Friday or Saturday, into the house, they can get a chance to take a look at the stuff. That's what I've got.
Hey, we've got a little guest hanging on here who wants to reminisce a bit.
Uh-oh.
Is that you?
It's
Hello?
Me.
Hello, Miss Nan. How are you? Nancy.
Miss
Nan.
May.
I know. I miss you.
I miss you too, and I'm thinking one of my favorite things in the world are garage sales.
I know.
I hope you have your army of people and your little money pouch ready to go around your waist.
Oh, I don't know who's going to be here to help. Believe me, I'm just sort of so. I wish you were here. You don't know how much stuff I have. Everybody's going, Oh, yeah, you've been here. So, you know, I'm one of those.
I know.
I have 2 dehydrators. A couple of dehumidifiers, some fans. What else do we need? I got sets of dishes from here to there, you know. I've got a little bit of everything.
I'm worried about all your kitchen equipment, you know, because you have probably the best stocked kitchen equipment I've ever seen in anybody's kitchen. maybe in a 5-star restaurant kitchen. And I'm wondering, where are you going to put all that in the new place?
I know. It's kind of hard to give up a few things. I made, you know, I'm trying to take everything. I will say the one thing that looks great is I actually got my dining room table into my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And if
oh,
anybody,
good.
Yeah, yeah, I got it into the apartment. We had a problem. Nobody, the movers couldn't get him in. So it was just, I had to get the building super to get the other guy to take the legs off, to do whatever. It's a,
oh,
you
my
know,
God.
Yeah, it was a whole rigmarole to get it in, but it looks great. I'm going to have some more intimate, like, dinner parties. You know, I hope you come up, Nan. When right
I'm
now.
I'm coming up. I wish Cynthia and I had like driven up there with her big Jeep, and we would have gone shopping and helped you.
Yes. So, you know, the whole thing is that I had a little bit of luck. What happened was the night before the movers were coming to pack everything, Wendy and I were going through the stuff and saying, okay, we're going to take this. We're going to take my daughter's day bed for the guest room. We
mm-hmm.
both discovered that one of the supports, metal, had broken.
Uh-oh.
And
uh-oh.
We said, okay, this ain't going. This has got to go for trash. And luckily did
garage
because,
sale.
Yeah, well, didn't want to put that out. But I got to tell you something. What was weird was I was so glad because that guest room was filled with boxes right now. I couldn't have
of
had
course.
That in there. You know,
of course.
Just,
oh, my God.
Yep. I got the mattress. I'm going to go look for a day bed. Go ahead.
And what about all your artwork? I mean, you have some of those incredible, huge artwork. I'm sure your walls are going to be full.
Because yeah, well,
they're full
what?
In your house.
Yeah. I'm going to put those away in a storage because I cannot
mm-hmm.
I cannot have all that. And that's including all the print stuff that we've done together.
Mm-hmm.
I have no place
to
go. I have no place to go right now. No place to go. And, you know, when you ask the kids or the ex-husband, are you going to come over and take your stuff? Yeah, okay. They take what they want. They leave. And I'm the one who has to deal with the rest, you know.
Well,
so.
You know, it's going to be phenomenal. Have you got your signs made and put out, you know, and all that stuff?
No, we're going to do that on the next day or so.
Mm-hmm.
So, going to do that. You know.
Well, Nan wants, you know, I want to have a yard sale, but where I live, I'll get like a guy on a tractor and maybe somebody, you know, chasing a raccoon. So I'm going to haul
she's
all
like
my stuff
miles,
into
5 miles off
yeah.
the road, you know.
Yeah. So I'm going to haul all my stuff to Nan one of these days, and we're going to have my hillbilly yard sale. It's incredible, girls, isn't it? The amount of things that you collect over a lifetime.
Oh, my God.
That,
I know.
It's just overwhelming. It's overwhelming.
It's 20 years
longer,
in this house.
Yeah,
it's 20 years
exactly,
alone.
Exactly.
20 years.
And
I had two kids, you know, and an ex-husband who had
junk.
His recording studio. I had his recording studio here, too. So I've got some stuff
mm-hmm.
here, too. So I've got that. I mean, it's just crazy. He's asking me, did I find things? I said, are you kidding me? I'm looking at him like,
did
I find things?
You know what I have found, which is great, is go on Craigslist and they have like garage sale, estate sale section.
Yeah.
Don't put your name in. Just put in your address and just say, you know, everything from recording equipment to, you know, Beatle memorabilia and just throw it out there.
Well, I'll tell you. It's crazy. Well, the Beatle memorabilia I probably wouldn't put out there, but everything else is out there. It's just
no.
Just
yeah, you know what I mean. You know,
yeah.
records and blah blah blah,
oh.
household items. Because Craigslist is what drives so many people to your garage sale.
Yes.
Really.
Yeah, and I'm good.
They go by zip, you know, and then they hit that area, and the weather's beautiful.
I can't. I could tell you, according to the Weather Bureau this weekend,
it was
supposed to be sunny, not anymore from this weekend up to the beginning of next week. It ain't going to be nice. And we're finally out of Mercury in retrograde. I could tell you
Yay!
it kicked ass this time around. It was horrible.
Yep.
If anybody knows anything about it, this time, this one affected me. The last one didn't affect me as much as this one. This one really did.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Well, you know, it was in Taurus, which is ruled by Venus, which rules art and the home, and of course it was, you know, kicking your ass.
Oh, was it ever? I had people promising to pick something up. It's been over 2 months. I'm beside myself because the rooms, people are going to be able to see where I lived. I mean, it's just they can come in. They're going to be wandering, and that's what they're going to see, whatever is there.
Oh, my God. Oh, good. So you're having it in your house. You're going to have people wander through and prices on everything. Perfect. So you're not – we're going to have our garage sale in the driveway because I have big gates I can close in between. So
keep the horns true back when they find out that I'm selling my treasures, right? Yeah, that's I've never had much success. I've only done two, and of course we did them out here, and we ended up almost paying people to take stuff. You know, we're like, take it, I'll give you a quarter. You know, so I'm hoping for the best with this. You know, I can sell some shit, girl, but it's got to be, you know, I got to have the audience. So we'll see. But in the meantime,
the audience here.
Oh boy. Oh. I'm telling you, girls,
May,
but I do
I,
miss
I
our.
You.
I love you.
I'm gonna hang up, girls. May, I love you, and I'll be blasting, and you're gonna sell, and I can't wait to come and visit you in your new house, your new apartment.
I can't wait to see you. Yes, I will. Road trip. Yep. Okay.
By airplane.
All right,
okay,
Nan.
I love you.
Talk to you later.
Love
All right,
you.
Love you.
Bye,
too.
Girls.
See ya.
Bye. Oh, girl, Nan. Yes. Thank you, ma'am.
So now you're going to have little more intimate soirees. Is that what I heard you say? Yeah.
Yes. More intimate.
Well, I know there's going to be a bunch of people. Now they've been clued in. You weren't taken off the list. There is no list this year. It is if you never went and you never got to go, or you got to go. There, it's a thing of the past now. It's part of your herstory, but
right.
You're making
Anybody
new herstory.
Right? Anybody wants to come and want to, you know, fill their kitchen with a lot of different items? I mean, I bought everything, top to bottom.
Oh, yeah. You're the gadget queen. The gadget queen.
I know.
So it's
Absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rolling
she has a QVC warehouse. I'm going to attest to that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I know.
Boy.
I better find my passport. That's next.
Okay. You really need to do that because you don't have time to get another one now. What would you do? Yeah. You'll find
Please.
It. You'll find. I'm sending you good vibrations about that. So now,
Thank
when are you,
you
going on your little speaking thing?
Well,
Will you already be moved out?
After I moved out, yeah, I'll be back in, you know, when I settle back into the city, then I can do all of that, you know, but in the meantime, I just sort of move things in and that's it. I'm just telling you. I'm just so tired. I can't even tell you. Just tired. Not sleeping. Bolting upright in the middle of the night out of a dead sleep going, oh, my God, where's my passport? It's kind of funny.
Aye, May.
And I didn't know where I was.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So, anyway, I will, you know, I know we're coming down close to time. And I don't know. Are we doing something next week? That's where I am. I'm not. I don't think so. Are we Memorial?
No. Memorial Day, we're probably not. But then following week, we're going to have Paul Castle back on as our roving reporter to give us the. Yeah,
yes.
I know your boy crush. It's a gift for you. He's going to be like a little roving reporter for us, keeping us up to date on the.
Happy Together Tour,
which is blasting across the country. So we're excited about that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's going to be really cool.
Right, because then I could talk about Grimm as well. So, that's my other show that I love. Yes. So, I know it's crazy, but definitely we're at that stage. But you know what? Like I said, anybody who wants to come, just email me or
go
let
on
me
your
know
Facebook
on Facebook
page or
yeah.
send you a message. Yeah, and they can get directions. And we are
they
down for our last 30 seconds, my darlings. I know
yes.
you don't have your studio in front of you, so I'm gonna call you in a minute. We'll chit chat.
Yeah, we'll chit chat. And thank you, everyone. And talk to you soon. And have a good holiday.
And that was Miss May Pang, about to go on a new adventure. I'm Cynthia Nielsen, and you've been listening to Dinner Specials on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great weekend, everybody. No, it's a week.